We all have needs, and we also have desires. There is a difference between desires and needs. We need certain things to live, like food and shelter. There are also things that we desire and lust after. Those things lead to sin if we allow our desires and lusts to drive us. We are all tempted in various ways every day. But unless we resist temptation, we will fall into sin and end up in hell. We read in James 1 verse 13, "Let no one say when he is tempted, 'I'm being tempted by God.' For God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. Then, when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. The wages of sin is death. The soul that sins will die. He will perish in hell. That is why we need to repent of sin, stop sinning, and sin no more. Jesus grants forgiveness and pardon of past sins if we accept him, repent, and be baptized for the forgiveness of sin, and then sin no more. But if we keep on sinning, we will end up in hell. We read in Hebrews 10 verse 26, "For if we go on sinning willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a terrifying expectation of judgment and the fury of a fire that will consume the adversaries." We have to, at all cost, avoid temptation, because it leads to sin, and sin leads to death, eternal damnation. How shall we avoid a temptation? Should we lock ourselves away or go live in seclusion in a monastery? Certainly not. Let us learn from those who followed Jesus before us. The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, a young man and follower of Jesus, in 2 Timothy 2 verse 22. "Now flee from youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and patience with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart." The Apostle John wrote in 1 John 2 verse 15, "Do not love the world, nor the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. The world is passing away, and also its lusts, but the one who does the will of God lives forever." How will we do the will of God so that we will live forever? We need to be led by the Holy Spirit, as Paul wrote in Romans 8 verse 13 and 14. "So then, brethren, we are under obligation, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." This begs for another question. How do we receive the Holy Spirit? Jesus promised the Holy Spirit to all those who believe in him and therefore obey him, repent, and are baptized in water. He will baptize them in the Holy Spirit and give of his Spirit to dwell in them, to teach and guide them into holiness and fruitfulness, into doing his will. Those who have received the Holy Spirit must follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Paul further writes in Galatians 5 verse 16, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, fractions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not enter the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit." What does it mean to crucify the flesh? Crucifixion means to nail it to a cross and thereby utterly destroy it, kill it. We have to kill our fleshly desires, ignore them, regard them as dead. We have to crucify our flesh and follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Then we will not run after the desires of our flesh, which will cause us to sin and end up in hell. We do not only need to stop sinning and be holy, we need to bear fruit for the kingdom of God. We need to testify for Jesus, bring others to Him, so that they can also obey Him and have eternal life. If we do not bear fruit, we will get cut off and burned, as Jesus explained. We read in John 15 verse 1 and 2, "I am the true vine. My Father is the keeper of the vineyard. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit." We need to actively follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit to be pleasing to Jesus and have eternal life. Have you been born again? Have you accepted Jesus, repented, been baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sin? Have you been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and do you follow His guidance every day? If you keep on following after your fleshly desires, you will sin and end up in hell. May Jesus bless you.
Jesus Christ is alive and hell is real. I am here to introduce you to Jesus Christ so that you can know Him and follow Him and have eternal life. Subscribe to my channel to learn more about Jesus. May Jesus bless you.